Sleepy AMA, let's go. I wanted to do it in bed. I already recorded one in bed, but it sounded weird, and I didn't think it sounded so distorted because I kept, like, I was too close to the mic. So now we're just gonna I'm sacrificing my life energy in my chair for you people. I mean, I can just do this another day, but you know what, I think it's fun doing it right now. I don't care. So we're gonna do we're gonna answer some questions. Not some, actually. All of them. Sorry if that was not. All of the telonym questions. Okay? Okay. So, first one is, this is a question from 20 days ago. I'm so sorry. So, what are things that shouldn't be joked about? I think I don't like when someone's joking about someone else's insecurity or trauma as well. But I know some people do cope with trauma by making it as a joke. But if it's not their own trauma, like me, if I have something that I'm traumatized about, I usually would, you know, cope it with humor. I do that sometimes, but if someone else do that, so if someone else does that, like joke about my trauma, and I think it's bad, because, no, you know, it's bad. So, I think that's what I can think of for now. Trauma, insecurities. Because I know these two are very personal, you know, this is like, if it's something more serious, it would be, I'm not sure, because trauma can cover a lot of stuff, you know, it can cover, like, I don't know, there's just a lot of things that it can cover, so trauma is like a big thing. Second question. You ever feel like you would have been a better person if you never met someone in your life? No. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure. You know, that reminds me of something. Because, like, this thing, GWA thing, started from one person. And it started with, I did it with a different kind of not safe for work. It was not idea at all. It was just visual. Literal visual. And I'm telling you, it was wild. It was wild. Gone wild, Mary. It was wild. And, but I regret it. After like a few weeks, and then I don't really talk to them anymore. I don't talk to this person anymore. Oh yeah, I started it because like because I liked him too much, and then one of his kink is that like bigger partner being like a slut, internet slut, and I was like, okay, you know what, I want to do that. And so I did. The thing that I would do for someone I like is crazy. But yeah, I did that. And then I regret it after a few weeks. And I don't talk to him anymore. And then even after that, I was like, I kept going back to it. And now I'm still doing it, but it's so much more, it's so much less, you know. I do more to audios. I mean, I still post a lot of not safe for work visuals, not gonna lie, but it's not like very accessible to a lot of people. It's not really public, so I think that's good for me, you know. So there's that. And if I think, if I never met that person, I'm not sure if I would be here. I'm not sure if I would be better person, you know. So I don't know, because I don't think it's 100% bad, because I mean, to start with, I'm not a perfect person. I'm not good, you know, 100%. And even being in this place or whatever this is, I think there are still better people in it. Better people that are better than normal people that don't do this. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. If it makes sense to you, that's good. If it doesn't make sense, then I'm sorry. I don't know how to explain. It's just how I explain right now, and I'm sleepy. And I'm sleepy, so what? Yeah, I'm sleepy. So there's that. Next question is, what do you really enjoy at the moment? So my answer earlier when I was recording the first one was like laying in bed. But I'm not anymore, so I don't know what I'm enjoying right now. I could be enjoying the fan, but my fan is facing away from me, so it's kind of hot right now. So I cannot really say that. I guess I'm enjoying answering questions at the moment. I'm enjoying the silence, you know, of my surrounding. It's nighttime, no one is around. It's just quiet and it's relaxing. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Also, if it's to say something that would, another thing that I enjoy is like a supportive community, supportive surroundings from supportive people in the community. I think it's just nice, you know. It makes you feel positive most of the time. That's good. How do you feel about, this is the next question, how do you feel about giving a partner your phone password? I've never given my partner, I don't even have a partner right now, I've never given my password to just anyone, honestly. I don't trust anyone. The only thing that I'm concerned about on my phone is my gallery. I have a lot of pictures of my family, I have a lot of pictures of my friends, I have a lot of pictures of my nudes. I don't know. There are silly pictures of my friends' family. They are like, how do I say it? For me to show another person silly pictures of my friends or family or whatever that other people are not supposed to see, it's just disrespectful, you know? If that makes sense. If that makes sense. Unless if my friend was like, oi, you should show me that one time when we were like doing this silly thing, blah blah blah. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. And then I would show the other person the picture. Yeah, something like that. But even if it's my partner, I don't know. But if they want to check my phone, right? Just want to see what's in there. Maybe. Yeah, they can. I don't give a fuck. But they should ask me. I would give them my phone straight away. But I would not give them my password. And for that, I would do the same with her. With them. With her. Wait, I'm straight. With him. Oh god. I would do the same with him. I wouldn't ask for his password. No, but if I want to check his phone, then he should give it to me. And I will give my phone to him. You know, it's like mutual observation, I guess, if that's what it's called. I don't know. But yeah, I respect privacy. I don't like my privacy getting invaded, so. Yeah. Looks or personality? Good question. I think mostly. How do I say this? First of all, I would look at personality. Yeah. If I don't know how they look like yet, and then to me they're like being nice, they have like, oh, good personality, blah blah, charming or whatever, whatever that's good in my eyes, in my heart. Okay, that's a fuckboy laugh, I'm so sorry. I would get attracted to them, you know, but of course because of knowing them for a few weeks or months or whatever, I would want to see how they look like, right? Because I know appearance also matter. It's literally. I think everyone, you know, everyone just has their own type. So I think appearance does matter as well, but only after personality. Yeah, usually appearance is a bonus to me, you know? If you find someone attractive because of their personality, they would be 100% attractive. But if someone has the looks but their personality is garbage or shit, I can't stand them. I would look at them as just average or below that. I just can't handle it, you know? So, no. Personality is good. Better. Would you adopt a child? Would you adopt a child? Would you adopt... Sorry, I had to like repeat that like 3 times. No, I don't. At the moment, at least, no. Having a child or adopting a child is a big responsibility. I don't want to have my child suffer just because of me being like emotionally, physically, mentally, financially not prepared to bear them, you know? If I want to have a child, I have to be financially stable, mentally stable, emotionally stable, that all stable, you know? And I do agree that every child needs a parent, but I don't want them to suffer. You know, I don't want them to suffer if I become their parent or something just because of me not being good enough. So, at least not now, you know? So, yeah. But of course, I would probably want a kid one day. You know? But that would be, I don't know, not now. It would be in 10 years, who knows? Or even more than that, or a little bit less, maybe. I don't know. Not now, though. How do you feel about school or work at the moment? Good question! I'm not answering. I'm so sorry, I'm not answering. It's okay. What have you thought a lot about in the last few weeks? I've thought a lot about making good audios. Yeah. I've been looking at scripts. I've talked to some script writers. I have some scripts ready for me to fill. They're good scripts. And I want to do best for them, you know? And for that, I need to get, like, to have a little break. After every audio that I make, you know what I mean? Like, I just made an audio like a few days ago, I think. Yeah, a few days ago. And I want to take a break a little bit, you know? And then do another audio and make it as best that I can. And take a break. And, you know, something like that. And because I think if I want to do it every day, I think you wouldn't have the best quality. No, it's just me, because I would only get stress out, you know? So, all I can think about is like, do good, make a good audience, and this is how I'm gonna do it. That's what I've been thinking about in the past few weeks. Okay, so tip you would give to your younger self. This is funny. I don't even remember, to be honest with you. If I wanted to say, like, oh, you should study harder. I don't want to say that. I really don't. I really don't want to say that to my younger self. Like, I like how I was before. I was not. How do I say it? I was not that smart, I guess. At some part. Because I know what my interest is. I'm more to creative stuff. I couldn't really do, academics or the you know, like math, science or whatever. I mean, I did this decent, I guess, but I was more into I still am more to creativity. So I draw a lot, not really now at the moment, but I design a lot. It's all, I kind of like, I wanted to do voice acting actually as well, but I'm not ready for it. So right now I'm just doing this. You know, maybe I can improve little by little. And I think that's good enough for me. And I'm happy for that, you know? Because there's still a creativity to it. And editing, recording is fun. It's creative stuff. It's art. As one of the people said. Okay. Why am I laughing? It's so funny. I would say. Okay. I would probably say to my younger self to not go to religious high school. I went to religious high school. Surprise! Haha, look at where I am right now. Okay. Anyway. There's that. Alright, if you have TikTok, what's your username? Why would I tell you that? I'm not gonna tell you what TikTok is. No. Do you always reply to people or do you just not respond? Good question. I usually, if I'm really close to you or I have connection with you or if you're just my friend, I would reply kind of quickly. There's like stages of it, if that makes sense. Like, there are some people that I will reply very quickly, and then that's like, yeah. And then there are some people that I usually would read, and then I would reply hours later. I mean, so these two are like kind of similar. Sometimes I do to the same people. If that makes sense, I don't know. So, yeah, that's kind of like to close people. And then there's a third one. Third one is just like, you're being weird. I'm not gonna respond to you. So, there's that. But there's also like people that are being nice to me, but I don't know them, like random people, but they're being nice to me. I would still reply to them, but it would take me kind of like a bit long time to answer. Because the first time I look at the message, I wouldn't really know what to respond because I'm awkward. It's kind of obvious that I'm an awkward person. But yeah, there's that. Stupidest thing parents can do to their kids. Abuse. Yeah, abuse. Yeah, that's it. Kids are kids. They don't think maturely like adults. They don't know what they're doing. They're just like, how many years they have been living? Like, the adults are more. They have lived more. Yeah, for. More than their kids, so why would you abuse a person? Kid that doesn't even know anything. If they do something wrong, then teach them nicely. I don't get the abuse thing. Okay, next question. There's this like one tell that's asking about stuff, spicy stuff, so I'm just gonna save it for the last. So the next question is, what big changes have been in your life so far? Big changes? Good question. Big changes. I would say being in that safer work community, you don't understand. If you see, you might see it as a minor thing, but for me, I used to be in a very religious surrounding. I used to be in religious high school. I was very innocent. So, having a drastic change from that to this is just crazy to me. Like, the contrast is just contrasting. If that makes sense. So yeah, crazy. What eye color do you think is the prettiest? Brown. Brown and green. Brown and green. I love looking at those eyes. I've actually never seen someone that has green eyes like in person, but I do want to. And green eyes are so pretty. Maybe because I'm a little bit biased. I love green. I love the color green, so I'm a little biased, but green eyes are just pretty. And brown eyes. Oh. I do have brown eyes too. I'm not being biased, but I do love brown eyes because they're nice. They're like dark. Dark eyes. I think it makes. How do you say that? I think. I don't know. I think they look really pretty. Like, I look at other people. I don't know why, I think to me it makes them lively, if that makes sense. I don't know, it probably doesn't make sense. But that's how I see it. Yeah, so whatever. What age do people usually think you are? Oh yeah, I just posted a tweet. I tweeted about this like how many Like a few minutes ago, actually. So let me see. I put it like 2 days, right? 1 day left. Oh, there's already 28 votes. That's a lot. So, well, a lot of them pick 18 to early 20s. So there you go. There's the answer. So what age do people usually think you are? There, 18 to early 20s. There's another question. Wow, okay. How many partners have you had? No, no, ask me the question. Alright. I'm a little bit embarrassed, okay? Well... one. And I had one. I know, I'm a little bit inexperienced. I think it's kind of obvious because... okay, you know what? I don't even know. But yeah, I've only had one. Yeah. Okay, next question. What? There's another question! There's another question. 17 minutes ago. Okay, chill out, people. Hold on. Okay. Wait, okay. As a fellow non-drinker, I'm just curious what your reasons for not drinking. Personal preference or religion? Okay. This is a little bit personal. Okay. So, I don't drink. I'm not even curious about drinking. I'm not interested in alcohol at all. You know? Even if it's accessible to me. Right? I have no interest at all. I don't think about drinking. So... and... I don't know. I just don't have interest. So I can't really force it, you know? So, yeah. And it's also maybe because I don't really go to parties a lot. I don't like to go to parties. I don't like crowded places. And that's probably why I don't get to like have the chance to drink, or people forcing me to drink or something like that. So even if they do that, I don't want to do it, honestly. I plan to not ever drink. So yeah, there you go. Personal preference. Okay, no more questions, right? Yeah. Okay. So this, what the fuck? Where is it? Okay. So there's one quick question. That has like 3 questions in it. So. First question is, I always want to show appreciation, but whenever I finish an audio, I am way too horny to think a complete sentence. Which comments do you like or dislike to receive? I like, of course, we do like positivity. Everyone does. So I do like positive comments, like, oh, good, or whatever, something like that. That still makes me happy. Okay. Detailed comments, I do like that. Not like detailed, horny comment, like what you want to do to me or something. No, please don't. Please keep that to yourself. Don't do that. I'm saying like detailed of like the quality of it, I guess. You can just mention vaguely that it made you horny, I think. You know, I mean, that's the point of the idea, right? So I guess you can say that, but if you say something like, oh, I want to fuck the shit out of you in the comments, please don't. Please, please, please don't. No, I don't. That's what I don't like. Yeah, so useful comments or constructional criticism. Is that what they call it? Constructing. Okay. You know what I mean, right? Even though I don't know the word. I know the word, but I don't know if it's right or wrong. So I don't remember it. I don't know. My English is not working at the moment. So excuse me for that. But you know what I mean. Constructive. Okay. You know what I mean. Okay. Yeah, so there's that. Second question. If it's not too personal to ask, what is the hardest you have ever came? Okay. Are you asking how do I... Are you asking how did I get, like, come hard? Or... how do I answer this? Okay, so... Okay, this is so embarrassing, what the fuck? So why is this a question? I'm okay with answering, I'm just a little flustered. It's embarrassing, okay? So... How should I answer this? Okay, so let's just talk about listening to audience, right? It's so embarrassing. Okay, let's just talk about audience. Well, you already know that I've done Rumble Faps. And I would like to say the hardest that I came with in my Rumble Faps was the 40-minute one. That was... It's so embarrassing. Holy shit. That was the hardest. Okay. There was... It's same. There's also another one that's like the same level. It was when I was listening to gangbang audio. A gangbang audio. So it's like, I guess there's a lot of attention going on to me, and it's just make me flush it too much, and I got embarrassed too much, and then I just like it a little bit too much, so yeah. So there's, yeah. So, and that 40 minutes Rumble Fab, I don't know why it was the hardest orgasm that I had. Yeah, but what am I saying? Okay, no, yeah, there you go. There's the answer. We're gonna go to the next question, okay? If it's not too personal to ask, is there anything on your sexual bucket list you really want to do but haven't yet? Okay. I want to have semi-public sex. Actually, no. I want to have public sex. Like, literally in front of everyone. Yeah. If it's not that, I know that's impossible, maybe. I just want to have a semi-public one where there's, like, it's public, but no one's really there, but, like, there's a chance you will get caught. Honestly, yeah. I'm not... Yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's not really that crazy, but there you go. You happy? Better be. That's it, bye. I think that's all. That's all of my telling him. If this is, yeah, that's all of my telling him. Been refreshing it. No more tells. So, yeah. I hope you're happy with my answers. Okay. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.